Friends, we are continuing our series of Shiur Mitamid of Methodology B'Siyata B'Shmaya. We are learning from the Sefer Amidus L'Cheikar Halacha of Hagaon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. And this Shiur should be a schus for all those sick with coronavirus and for Rabbi Yehuda Ben Hermina, they shall have Rafua Shleima, B'sach Shachol Yisrael. We are discussing the differences between Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonos. So he writes, Chavdaf Chavhei, and Oslam Adalid, V'tziur bolet behevdelim shebein mohut isur, dinei mamonot, v'dinei nefashot, ani yucholim lerot behayachas shelahem klapei rov, shebisurim kulei alma lo pligi shebesafek hulchim acharei rov. So we can find a difference when it comes to the essence of Isur dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos in their relationship to rov. When it comes to Asurim, Safek, you go after the Rov. When it comes to Nefashos, Holchem Achar HaRov. Where do you see that? For example, if one person says that this event happened on the second day of the month, another on the third day of the month, since Rov people make a mistake, if one day, you could be Samach on their Eidus, even to kill, even for Nefashos. The Maran Chulin says that you kill a Rotzeach, and you're not Choshish that the Nirtzach was a Treifa. Because you go after Rov HaNashim that aren't Shreifos. Aben Sarah Amore is considered a Bar Onshin, considered a Bar Onshin. I'll be Rov Nashim. Rov Nashim are giving birth at 9 months, so they're showing it 3 months, so until 3 months, he's considered a Bar Onshin. And after that, now he's already considered Royal Yosef. But you after most women who are giving birth after 9 months, and we don't say that the cutoff date is earlier because some women give birth earlier. So again, you see that in what comes to Dinei Nefashos, you go after the Rov. Dinei Mamonos, there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds, also in Mamonos you go after the Rov. Shmuel holds, no. You don't go after the Rov, and Halacha is like Shmuel. So, a lot of people ask Akasha, how can this be? Hayitochin adover, shiotir kal lechevet adam mitam lechevo mamon, when it comes to Misa, you can follow the Rov. Give me mechaiva person Misa al pi Rov, even though there's a miyur against it. But when it comes to Mamon, you can't be mechaiva person Mamon. If there's a miyut, how could it be that it's easier to kill somebody than it is to be mechayiv and mamon? So if you go b'bar b'din and fashas achar rov, eich yitachin shelo nelech b'mamon achar rov. So one teretz is the Shmaitza. He says that b'vaday she'ein olchim achar rov b'nefashot. I say, how you gonna understand the Gemara? So the Shmaitza says the two types of Beirah. There's a Beirah of the conditions with which the Avera was done. There you go after the Rov. And then there was the Beirah HaMais Avera Atzma. You don't go after the Rov. In other words, a Ben Sora Mor is considered a Baron Shin Alpi Rov Nashim that give birth at 9 months. You can be Machshir, there's the gap between Edios of two Eidim, because most people make a mistake. So that's talking about the conditions surrounding the Avera. There you can go after the Rov. But the Avera itself, what do you have in Avera itself? Somebody runs after his friend into a Chorva, we see in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, and he has a sword in his hand, and then you walk in a minute later, like the Gemara says there, the Rov walks in a minute later, he sees him holding a sword with blood, and he says, but he didn't, I didn't see you do it. You're right, Al Pi Rov, it's the person holding the sword who killed him, but ain't argument, because that's the Etzem HaAveira. The Etzem HaAveira, that you can't judge Al Pi Rov. So he says, L'maisa bayi, what's it called? You go after the miyut, even in the fashas. Reb Shimon, famously, Shar Gimel, Prakim Aleph Ad Gimel, Scholik on the Shmaitza. And he says that in Dinei Nefashos you do go after the Rov. So how could it be that Dinei Mamonos are more chamer than Dinei Nefashos? So his answer is based on his fundamental stance regarding Dine Mamonis. According to Reb Shimon, one of the essential differences between Mamonis and Nefashis is that Nefashis are based on the Torah. Mamonis are based on human logic. And therefore, even though the Torah was Kovea, that a Rov has Nemonis, and we go after the Rov, Binyanei Yisurim, and even by Nefashis, you can't go after the Rov, Bidine Mamonis. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds that a Rov isn't Mevar the Emes, because it doesn't resolve the Suffolk, Bivados. And therefore, you can go after it when the Torah says to do so, Bisurim Binefashis. But not Lahotzi Mamon Al Pi Rov, because there you need a Beir Sichli Vadai. And if Taki would have a Beir Sichli Vadai, then you'd be able to go after the Rov. Like Chazaka Ein Adam Pareya B'Sech Zmano. So this is pretty awesome. We have various explanations why the difference between Mamonis and Nefashis, and we saw the Shmaitza, which is that really you always go after the Rov, and by Nefashis you only don't go after the Rov. By Nefashis you don't go after the Rov. You only go after the Rov when it comes to the conditions surrounding the Avera. Like, for example, the Etzem Avera is what the person did. Just when it comes to the Eidus, you can bridge the gap between the day and say most people make a mistake on a day. Shimon says that you need a Beirus Sichli, and a Beirus Sichli, a Rov, is not a Beirus Sichli. So the Torah tells us to do something to Seder. That's when it comes to Nefashis. Go after the Rov. When you need a Beirus Sichli, you can't go after the Rov. So that's two approaches, and obviously there's a lot more to say. But let's continue here in what Harav Amiel teaches us. Ach meidach gisav shan l'shol al Rav. שסובר שהולכים ממון אחר הרוב, אפילו כשהמוחזק טוען בריא, שהוא שייך למיעוט, כאן בקדה וחוויתה, שהמוחזק טוען שהוא קרא לקדה חוויתה, ולחוויתה קדה, או במוכר שור לחברו, ונמצא נגחן, שהמוכר טוען טענת ברי, לשחיטה מחרתי לך. לא גם באיסורים מתחשבים עם הרוב, רק אלה שספק למה דבר. אבל אפילו בתשע חנויות מוכרות בשר שחוט ואחת מוכרת בשר נבלה, ונמצא בשר בסמוך להם, אף על פי של כל העולם המסופק, מאין בא הבשר, מותר להם. אבל לזה שיודע בוודאי שזה אומנה מיעוט, אז זה בוודאי אסור, כי זה הכלל גדול שדין רוב בא רק על הספק. איך אפשר להוציא ממון מהמוחזק על פי רוב בשעה שהוא אומר בוודאי שהוא שייך למיעוט ולא אין בזה שום ספק? So let's say you have a case, somebody sells his friend an axe, and the axe is a goring axe, and the seller says, no, I sold it to you for shechita. The mocher says, I sell it for you for shechita. So Shmuel accepts the taina of the mocher, that I sold it for you for shechita, even though it's a nakhin. But Shmuel accepts the taina of the mocher. Rav says, harei ze mekach tos. Rav says, it's a mistake. Why? It's Gemara Bava Basra and Daf Tzadi Beis. Because you go after the rov. And rov are bought for Harisha. So according to Rav, you follow the Rov. According to Shmuel, you don't follow the Rov, you follow the Miut, and the Mocher's Tain is accepted. So we have to understand Rav. How can Rav say you go Mamon after the Rov when the Mocher, who's now Muchzik in the money, he says, I'm Bari that uh, that it was sold for shechita. That was the purpose of the sale. And if that was what my kavana was when I sold it to you, so it's allowed to be a nakhin. So Shmuel says you accept that. So how's Rav going to explain this? How's Rav going to explain that you follow? You follow the Rove, that Rove people buy it for Harisha. Yeah, but the Mocher says that he's a Bari. When you have, let's say, an Isser, there are 9 stores that sell Shechted meat, and 1 store sells Nevela meat, and you find a piece of meat, so we're not sure where it came from. And therefore, for the world, it's Mutter. Because you follow the Rove. But what about the person who knows for sure? He knows for sure that it's from the cotton kosher store. He's not allowed to eat it. So it's clear that if you know for sure, then we follow, you have to follow that. So also here, how's Rav going to explain? The Mocher says, I'm sure, I'm a Bari. That I sold it for Shechita, so what's a Shaila? We can ask about dinei nefashos. How are you mechayev misal pirov when the person who's chayev will say that the emes is like the miut? In other words, most people make a mistake with one day of the month. They mix up between beis and gimel of the month. But the person who's mischayev says, excuse me, this is the miut, and they actually did. Their testimony is contradictory. They're the miut who don't make a mistake, and they're testifying about 2 separate events, and therefore you only have 1 aid. So the chayev says that he's sure. Chen lefize, so why shouldn't you follow him? Chen lefize yotze lanu sheyesh baze 3 hagdarot. Isurim sharov machriya rak lemi shadavar hu lehem besafek. You have Isurim. There the Rove was only Machriya and the one who has a Safek. When it comes to Isurim, the Rove is only Machriya and the one who has a Safek. But somebody who's Bari, he doesn't have to care what the whole world thinks. He's sure. So when it comes to Isurim, he follows his shur. He's sure he can follow his shur. When it comes to nefashos, shesham harov lechayev et mi machriya, shevaday lo adavar, sheino chayav. When it comes to nefashos, we follow a Rove, even if he says vada that he's not chayev. The person who is be obligate, b'dinei nefashos, he says, what are you talking about? I'm sure that I'm not chayev. I'm sure that you should follow the miut. No, we follow the Rove. When it comes to a surim, so the person who's sure follows what he knows. Not the Rove. The rest of the world follows the Rove. He follows what he knows. When it comes to b'dinei nefashos, we don't care what the guy thinks. We follow the Rove, even if he's sure. We still follow the Rove, even if the person who's chayev is sure about it. And when it comes to dinei mamonos, shesham yesh machloket Rav Shmuel b'makom she'al beit din hu adavar b'safek. Af pi she'al ba'alei dinim she'anu rotzim le'ba'alei din she'anu rotzim lechayevo bari lo she'eino chayev shesh machloket im mitchashvim im harov or lo. So when it comes to dinei mamonos, there's a machloket Rav and Shmuel. The Beis Din doesn't know. And the Baal Din, that we want to be mechayev him, says he does know. So according to Rav, we do follow the Rove. And according to Shmuel, we can follow the miut and not be mechayev him. But Rav says we follow the Rove. So those are the 3 categories. Surim, Rove is machriya for those who don't know. Those who do know don't count the Rove. Nefashos, we don't care that he knows. We still follow the Rove. Mamonos is a machlokas. The Beis Din doesn't know, the Baal Din does know, and there's a suffix if we follow him. Do we follow the Rov or do we not follow the Rov? Lazy Yisod ba shalosh hagdarot ha'ila. On what Yisod, on what foundation comes these three definitions? V'amnam efshar lirot ha'isha Yisod b'chol ze ho Yisod anal. Shebisurim b'chlal ein la beidin rak tafkid shel hora'a. Lehorot ma she'asur u'ma she'mutar l'chol yachid v'yachid או לכל ציבור וציבור, וגם להכריח על קיום ההוראה להפרושי מאיסורה, או בתור כפייה לקיום המצווה. Now when it comes to Isurim, what's the job of the Beis Din? Hora! They're supposed to pass in the halacha. What's mutter? What's asur for every individual or for every tzibur? They also force people to keep the hora, frushei meisura, kfiya l'kiyum ha-mitzvah. But when the Beis Din nosim notnim hebaze, hem atzrichim lechaven et horatam rak minikudat hayachid, o atzibur shelehem nogat horaa. So their hora, the job of the Beis Din to be more hora, is to be directed at those who are in need of a hora, those who don't know any better, the yachid, the tzibur. ובשביל כך, גם כשלבעל דין יש ספק אם זהו מותר או אסור, ועל פי רוב, חוקי הרוב ומיעוט צריך להיות דבר אסור ומותר, אין לזה עניין כלל למי יש די בוודאי שזהו מותר למשל. ואף בי שהבית דין מחייבים להפרושי מאיסור, אבל מוקרד אינם מכיוון שאין על המעוניין בזה שום איסור, כי הלא הוא לא צריך להתחשב עם הרוב, מאחרי שלא אין בזה שום ספק, ומילא כבר אין שום חוב על הבית דין להפרושי מאיסור. So the Beis Din is mechave ner psak to the person who doesn't know. A person who doesn't know doesn't have to listen to the Beis Din. Beis Din has to paskin based on rov and miut. But a guy who knows better, he knows the mitzvahs. So the psak of the Beis Din isn't bechlal directed at him. Beis Din has to be afrisha meisura. They have to separate people from doing Isurim, but, quite significantly, not this guy. Why not this guy? Because this guy says, it's not Asur for me. So if it's not Asur for me, there's nothing to talk about. What's the issue here, Bechlal? For me, it's not Asur. I know that it's Mutter. I know that it's Mutter, and you don't have to be Afrushimi from Isura. So that's when it comes to the job of the Beis Din. When it comes to Isur v'Heter, they have to paskin for those who need the psak. Lo ken b'dinei nefashot shekamur sham ha-Beis Din b'atzmam hima nos'ei ha-chiyuv v'lo adam anidon. So as we discussed in the previous shir, those who are carrying the obligation is the Beis Din. The Beis Din is carrying when it comes to mamonis. Well, as we discussed in the previous shir, person has to pay whether the Beis Din said it or not. When it comes to nefashos, it's really the job of the Beis Din. Person doesn't have to make sure that he's killed. It's not his job. That's Beis Din's job. Beis Din, they're nosei achiyuv. V'lo adam anidon. Sham kulei alma modim shelo moila ta'anat habari shel hanidon shehu mitchashev im hamiut v'lo im harov. כי כאן אנו מתחשבים רק עם הבית דין שהם הנושא החיוב. Who cares what the guy says? Here, our focus is on the Beis Din. Whatever the Beis Din says is what goes. They're the ones carrying the obligation. They have this chiyuv ubiyar tara mikirbecha. The person is the nasu hachiyuv. He's the subject of this discussion. But it's the Beis Din that's actually making the decision. So therefore, his vados is insignificant and meaningless to us. All that matters for us is the Beis Din. That's Isurim and nefashos. Chav mamshich harav. Achen, b'dinei mamonot nofel memeila safek lemay ledamot et ele. When it comes to dinei mamonos, there is a safek. What should we compare it to? Should we compare it to isurim or should we compare it to dinei nefashos? Because yesh bazeh panim lekan ulekan. It could go both ways. כי בדיני ממונות הבעל דין הוא גם כן נושא החיוב והוא גם כן נשוא החיוב ביחד. So when it comes to mamonis, as we explained in the previous shir, the Baal Din is the, he carries the chiyuv. And he is also the subject of the chiyuv. He's responsible for carrying it out. And he is also the one on whom it is carried out. He's the nosei and he's the nasu. When it comes to nefashos, Beis Din is the nosei achiyuv. They are the ones who are doing the pe'ula. And who are they doing it to? The person. The person hanidon, who nasu achiyuv. When it comes to dinei mamonis, the Baal Din is the nosei. He's the one carrying it out, and he's the one upon whom it's carried out on. It's not like nefashos, where the nidon himself doesn't have a chiyuv to kill himself. But here the person does indeed have a chiyuv to pay. Even if there's no Beis Din in the world, the person still has to pay. So therefore you can't say it's exactly like nefashos, because it's different than nefashos in that the person is the nosei hachiyuv, not just the nasu hachiyuv. Ve'od davar ki bisurim hineh gam etzem hachiyuv v'gam habapol shebachiyuv leizaher bisur ve'eter hu al kol prat b'tor prat hu al kol tzibur b'tor tzibur gam b'li ha-beidin ve'ha-beidin machrichim lefamim et ha-prat u et ha-tzibur. וגם אחרי ההכרח, דנה רק הוא בעצמו, מי שמצווה בכך, מוכרח להוציא את הדבר על הפועל. So, on one hand, like we said before, when it comes to mamonis, it's not exactly like nefashos. Because by nefashos, we don't have to pay attention to the guy, because it's all Beis Din is the nosei achiyuv. But when it comes to mamonis, the person himself is the nosei achiyuv. Maybe we do pay attention to his vaday, to his bari. So can we compare it to nefashos or not? By nefashos, the person is the nasu achiyuv, and so too by mamonis, he's the nasu achiyuv. So in that way, they are similar. And by nefashos, we're not paying attention to his bari. Maybe my mom and us also. But something else. When it comes to Asurim, the etzem achiyuv, the very chiyuv itself, and actually the befoal, the actualization of the chiyuv, have to be careful, b'isser of a heter, that who has to be careful about the etzem achiyuv and the poel of the chiyuv? Every individual is an individual, or every community is a community. Even without a basin, they have to be careful about the chiyuv. Sometimes basin forces the prat or the tzibor. וגם אחרי האחרח דן הרק הוא בעצמו. And even after the אחרח, the person has to carry it out. In other words, the Beis Din forces him. The Beis Din gets involved, but the Beis Din gets involved to make the person do it. So when it comes to Isurim, it's ultimately on the person. When it comes to Dinei Nefashos, the etzem chiyuv, and the carrying out of the chiyuv, is all on the beis din. So here we have something interesting. When it comes to asurim, the etzem chiyuv and the bepol on the chiyuv is on the individual or on the community, and the beis din is just there to enforce it, but it's really on the community to fulfill their obligation. When it comes to nefashas, it's completely on the beis din, and the person is just the subject of what the beis din is going to carry out. The etzem achiyuv and the otzos lepoal is on the beis din. But b'dinei mamonos, hine etzem achiyuv hu al ha'baal din. So when it comes to mamonos, the etzem achiyuv is in the baal din. But the otzos lepoal, zehu kvar achiyuv beis din. She'aleihem achiyuv la'atzil oshe ashuk miyad oshko. So here is the middle ground. It's not totally like a mamonis, because again, when it comes to nefashis, it's totally on the beis din, so we don't care about his bari. When it comes to a surim, it's totally on the person. Beis din is just there to enforce it, but it's really an obligation on the person. So we definitely take into account his bari. Whatever his bari says, we follow, even if it's against the rov. But when it comes to mamonis, it's middle ground. Because on one hand, the etzem achiyuv was in the baal din, so maybe then we should pay attention to him, because the etzem achiyuv is on him to make sure he pays it up. But who carries it out? Who's motzi lepoal the din of him paying? That's the beis din. They have to save the ashuk miyad oshko. They have to save the person who is being oppressed. So that's where we have a suffix. בזה היא מחלוקת. אם אנו צריכים להביט בזה גם כן, רק מנקודת הבית דין, ולבית דין יש ספק בזה וממילא הרוב מכריע. But we say, by mamonis, that we're only looking from the perspective of the beis din. The beis din has a ספק, and memela we follow the rov. That's rav. או להביט בזה מנקודת הבעל דין, ולבעל דין הרי אין שום ספק. Or you could look at it from the perspective of the Baal Din, because the Etzem Achiyuv was on him, and he doesn't have a suffix. He says, I sold it l'shchita. Meila'in lo l'tchashev im harov. He doesn't have to pay attention to the rov. Rav sover ke'atzad harishon, u'shmuel sover ke'atzad hasheni. Rav, like the first way. Rov is machriya. We only look from the perspective of the Beis Din. And Shmuel is the second way. He says that we look from the perspective of the person, because it's the Baal Din who has the Chiyuv. He has the Etzem HaChiyuv, and he doesn't have a Suffolk. Achen, מחלוקת על נקודה זו הנ"ל, אנו מוצאים גם בראשונים, וזוהי המחלוקת העתיקה, היא תפיסה מועלת בספק, אפילו במקום שהתופס טוען בריא, והדינים עתיקים בזה. So, this is the מחלוקת on this נקודה we find also in the Rishonim. And that's in the ancient machlokes, the time-honored machlokes, whether tfisa is moel b'safik. Let's say somebody has, they have an argument about a certain object, and a person says, I am sure that it's mine, and he's tofes, he's toing bari. Is his tfisa good or no good? Ki b'emet, kol ha-shakla v'tariya, I tfisa moelet, I lo sovevet, kasher kvar biyarnu, al nekuda hazo. אי חזקת מרקמה, היא חזקה המכרעת, ככל חזקות מעיקרה, או שזה רק מצד חזקת ממון. אבל, אי אפילו אם אנו מניחים כהצד הראשון, שזוהי הסברה של אלו הסוברים שהתפיסה אינה מועלת, עדיין יש לשאול האם גם כל החזקות דמעיקרה, הבאות בתור הכרעה, אינן מכריעות רק למי שספק לו הדבר. וכאן כשתפס וטוען בריא, הרי אין לו שום ספק, ומה לו להתחשב עם החזקה דמי עיקרה. So their machlokes revolves around the following nekuda. Is the cheskas marakama, A, chazaka amachras like all cheskas marakamas? Or no, he's holding on to it, so he's a cheskas mammon, but it's not considered a chazaka dmei ikara. So it seems if it's a chazaka dmei ikara, so tefis is not going to help, even if he's bari. But if it's gechol cheskas mammon, so then he has a chazak on it, but he says bari, he grabs it. Now he has a chazak on it, the other guy. But even if we say like the tzad harishon, and Chazaka de Meikara. And that's the svar of those who say Tfisa isn't effective. Because he's a Chazaka de Meikara. You can't start with that. We can still ask. All Chazakos de Meikara that come as a Hachra are only Machria for somebody who has a Safek. But here the Tofes is Bari. He has no Safek. Who cares about the Chazaka de Meikara? Who cares about his Chazaka de Meikara? The Tofes is on Bari. So Chazaka doesn't mean anything if you're Bari. דכבר הוכרע הספק על ידי חזקת מרקרמה, שוב, אין התפיסה מועלת. So the question is going to be now, what perspective you view this from? Do you view it from the perspective of the Baal Din, or from the perspective of the Beis Din? The Beis Din has a suffix. The Baal Din doesn't have a suffix. So that's the machlokas when the Tofes says, I'm bari that it's mine. If we look from the perspective of the Baal Din, he has no suffix, so his tefis is effective. Even if you hold that a cheskas marakam is a super duper chazaka, and that's usually machria, but not here when he says that it's mine, 100%. So what are we talking about chazakas? Chazakas when you don't know. If you know for sure, you know for sure, there's nothing to talk about. That's if you look from the perspective of the Baal Din. And that's one opinion. And the other opinion that argues is, no, we look from the perspective of the Beis Din. And what is the Beis Din? What is the Beis Din thinking? The Beis Din says, "Listen, we don't know, but we do know that this guy has a cheskas marakama, and since this guy has a cheskas marakama, we're going to keep it with him. The tefis is not going to be effective." So, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we've been discussing mominus, nefashas, surim. In the next year, hopefully, we'll discuss davar sheva erva, and we will continue seeing neflos mamish. Mitayras Hashem, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.